Welcome back, everyone, to our Hilchos Shabbos here. We learned last time the Mechaber says in Reish Shama, Chulagaleach HaTzipranayim Be'erev Shabbos. So the Ramah continues with another halacha when it comes to cutting fingernails. The Ramah says, Ukshenoytel Tzipanov Le'itel Oysan Kesidron. You should not cut it in order. What you should do is, Zok the Ramah, you should start with the left hand and start with finger number 4, then 2, 5, 3, and 1. And on the right hand, 2, 4, 1, 3, and 5. Other Sfarim say it doesn't have to be in this order. As long as it's out of order, that is sufficient. And it won't be a sakana. The Shulchan Rav says, what's the sakana if you cut your nails in order? He says, sakana l'shicha, v'likvar banim, u'la'anios, v'l'shem ra. That's what Shulchan Rav says. But l'maisa, the Mishavur brings down, he says, b'tashpatz kosav, so Ram addicted was that. Ram wasn't so careful about cutting the fingernails in order. And he also says, "V'chein kosav al arizal." The arizal also wasn't makbid. Mekamokim yesh azar lechatchila. Lemaisa, the Magen Avraham says you should be careful lechatchila, and that's talking the minig that we are careful lechatchila not to cut the fingernails in order. The safe is a karen from Chaim Kievsky brings out that the minig of the Chazanish was to only be makbid by fingernails, but by toenails he was not makbid. Now the Mishbrui brings down afterwards, brings out sitkot and vav. He brings down. Now, what do you do with the fingernails after you cut them? He says, "Hasoyrif tzipranayim." It brings it from a Gemara that if you burn them, you're a chassid. Kovram, you're a tzaddik. Zarkon, you're a rasha. And therefore, you should get rid of it either by burning it or by burying it. Elamaisa by us that we have a basic kisei. So the best idea is to wrap it in a piece of tissue and throw it into the toilet. And what's the reason why you have to be careful with the fingernails? The reason is, Dr. Mishabura is, because maybe a isha muberes, a isha was pregnant, will chas v'shalom miscarry by walking over these nails. But the Mishabura says, therefore, in a base of Medrash, where it's not shriach to have nashim there, or in a base of Americhetz, which is only for men, for example, a men's mikvah, there it's mutter to throw the nails because no isha will walk there. Lamaisa, the Sfarim afterwards say already, the minigas, you always be careful with the fingernails. And another thing the Mishabura says, another kula, Mishabura says, let's say a fingernail falls on the floor, and you can't find it. He says you sweep around because it's only mazik if it's in a place where it falls. But once it moves out of that place, it's not mazik anymore. He brings that Eli Rabba, maybe it has to be brought into a different room. So therefore, you try to sweep into another room, and then it's not mazik. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down from the Sefer Melachim Munayach an interesting chiddush. He wants to taina that by a non-Jewish fingernails, there is no sakan, no karech lahazik. Just like you find there's no din ruach ra, there's no din neilavaser by a non-Jew, there's also no din that the nails of a non-Jew will be mazik. So I wanted to taina that the ladies always have a shayla if they're pregnant. How can they go to a beauty parlor to get their nails done? There's a problem there. So the first thing I tell them is go early in the morning before there are any nails on the floor because they swept it up presumably the night before. And number two is try to go in the outskirts of a Jewish community, go out of Lakewood, go out of the Jewish community, and there it's roiv non-Jews. And you have maybe it's Rechaim Kievsky to be semichon that there's no sakana by non-Jewish fingernails. And the Mishabura also adds on, from Siman Dalet, that after you cut your nails, you should wash your hands with Shem Ruach Ra. It's like something like Negavasser, that after you cut your nails, you should wash your hands like Ruach Ra, and that's brought down in Siman Dalet.